Want to know what's the word on all things pop culture? You've come to the right place. It's time for the Bronx Buzz. Stay tuned for all the tea from hot celebrity gossip to movies to music and more. The Bronx Buzz has it all. Your go-to for entertainment updates right now on 107.7 The Bronx Retro.
Welcome to the Bronx Buzz, your daily dose of celebrity gossip, entertainment news, and pop culture on 107.7 The Bronx Retro, WRRC2. Two-time Intercollegiate Broadcasting Systems Media Award nominee for Best College Online Streaming Radio Station in the nation. The Bronx Buzz is underwritten by Big the Musical, now through April 14th at Bristol Riverside Theater. For tickets and information, it's brstage.org. To start us off, WNBA star Brittany Griner and her wife, Sherelle Griner, are having their first child. The couple is thrilled that they're just 3 months away from meeting their child, posting the news on Instagram with the ultrasound images. The couple got married in 2019, but they'd known each other since 2009 when they both went to Baylor University. They've both had their fair share of difficulties in life, so they're excited to start this new chapter. Up next, the Voice is officially onto the knockout rounds, which means it's time for the coaches to trim down on their teams. Season 25 has been an incredibly eventful season thus far. Returning coaches Reba McEntire, John Legend, and Chance the Rapper are joined by Dan and Shay this season. Now they're tasked with pairing two singers together to sing a song of their choice and pick a winner to continue on to the playoffs. Despite the good vibes, things have been getting heated. With Niall Horan gone, the Voice trophy is up for grabs and these stars are prepared to compete. Lastly, Kesha made an appearance during Coachella last night and performed alongside Renee Rapp. During her surprise appearance, the two sang the famous 2010 single, TikTok. However, one of the lyrics was changed. In the original song, the lyric is, "Wake up in the morning feeling like P. Diddy." This was the lyric change. That was Kesha at Coachella. Now, as many people know, Sean Diddy Combs has recently been accused of sexual misconduct in 5 separate lawsuits, each allegation he's denied. Fans of the musician are happy about this lyric change and glad that they can listen to this iconic song without feeling like P. Diddy. That's all for this episode of The Bronx Buzz, your daily cup of celebrity tea, underwritten by Big the Musical, now through April 14th at Bristol Riverside Theater. Listen to The Bronx Buzz every day on The Bronx Retro, WRRC2, or on demand on your favorite podcasting platform at 1077thebronx.com/BronxBuzz.
We hope that you've gotten your daily fill of movie, TV, music, pop culture news, and more. But if you've missed What's the Word with the Bronx Buzz, check out all entertainment reports on 1077thebronx.com/BronxBuzz. Now back to the classic hits of the 50s, 60s, 70s, 80s, and 90s on 1077 The Bronx Retro.